The best music. KZST, Santa Rosa.
Good evening and welcome to your Thursday night. What'd you do today? Did you have a great day? Did you spend time with someone you love? I'm glad that you are spending time with us tonight. We love that you are here, and we will play love songs for you all night long.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us running out of time.
You've called the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, good evening, Delilah. This is Leah.
Leah, welcome. What can I do for you?
I just want to play a song because it's my birthday tomorrow. Okay, I just tried to call and I always listening to your station. So any song will do, Delilah.
Happy birthday! Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Philippines.
You have a beautiful accent.
Thank you.
So are you going to do something special, something fun, something wonderful for your birthday?
Actually, my husband will cook noodles for me tomorrow.
He's going to cook what for you?
A special noodles, like we always have a birthday noodles. That's what we call.
Birthday noodles. Is this a special Philippine dish?
Yes.
And is he cooking this meal? Is he going to do a whole meal for you?
For me and for my children, he will be the one to cook because he's the one cooking in the house. He's our chef. Every day, Delilah, every day it's my husband who cooks the food for us.
How did you find such a good husband?
We've been married for 28 years. I have 4 children.
Good for you. Congratulations. Well, have a very happy birthday. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Like a rainbow. my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when you say that I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that way.
Am I your fire, your one desire? Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way. Tell me why. The way that it used to be,
yeah.
No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire.
One of my favorite TV programs, The Chosen, is our Delilah Dilemma sponsor for tonight. The series debuts its fourth season, and it's on a much bigger screen than your TV or your laptop or your phone screen. The Chosen is on the big screen in movie theaters right now, with episodes 1 through 3 at a movie theater near you. The Chosen has become a cultural phenomenon, and I can't wait to see it on the big screen. Find all the information when you visit thechosenriseup.com or go to Delilah.com for link and the season 4 trailer. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a listener who says, "Dear Delilah, I've been listening to your radio show for years. The stories have made me hope that my own love life could get better. I met my husband 9 years ago. From the beginning, he was very jealous of my friends, even my family. Within 2 years, I had completely lost all contact with them because he said he loved me more and that no one would ever love me except him. He often put me down, called me names, told me how to talk, how to dress. I asked him to go to marriage counseling many, many times, and he always refused. Long story short, I am now the very happy single mother of a 5-month-old. He is thriving every day, and I love him dearly. Sadly, when he was only a month old, my husband and I got into a fight. I ended up in a woman's shelter with my son, and now I'm in my own apartment. My husband is no longer allowed near me or my baby without supervision. He is finally getting help for his mental abuse. Delilah, he swears to me that he has changed. My question to you is, do you think someone that is abusive and controlling can change? Please give me hope. I will have my Delilah's, my best mother Delilah's advice for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST. It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances, Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Look at me, falling for you. Believe it or not. Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on KZST.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman who has been in a relationship for 9 years with a controlling man who cut her off from her family, from her friends, called her names, became very abusive. And now he's swearing he has changed. Here's the thing. If he has changed, you will see that. It will become evident. He will take anger management classes. He will take steps to get help. He will have a counselor. If he's got alcohol or drug addictions, which usually go hand in hand with that kind of mental abuse, he will get into a 12-step program. He will get a sponsor. He will start living a very, 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 very different life. And it will become evident that he truly has taken a different path and that God is truly working in his life and that he has changed. But him insisting that he's changed and badgering you, that's only telling me he is not changed at all. He's become more abusive. I'm guessing you have a restraining order against him, so he shouldn't even be contacting you. I don't know how it is that he is swearing to you that he has changed when right now you've probably told him you want no contact with him. So the proof will be in the pudding. If he has changed, he will back off. He will get help. He will work a program. And that change will become evident in his life. He will make amends to you, to your family, to your friends, to everyone that he has hurt. And it's going to take a long time to see if that is real. Not a month, not 6 months, maybe not even a year. It's going to take a long time for him to truly walk a different path and for you to see the evidence of that. But right now, I would stay as far away as you possibly can. That is my best Mother Delilah advice.
Seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I used to stand so tall, I used to be so strong. Your arms around me tight, everything it felt so right.